Human Radio will start in just a moment, but Elisa and I wanted to tell you about something we're really excited about.
One of the top requests we get every month is to do a show about eating the superhuman way on a budget. So many people say it's just impossible, but now we have the answer.
We can now tell you to shop at ThriveMarket.com for all your favorite products, whether it's organic, paleo, raw, vegan, non-GMO, or any other natural products, you'll find them all at ThriveMarket.com.
ThriveMarket.com has over 3,000 healthy products at 25 to 50% off retail. Go to ThriveMarket.com/SuperhumanRadio and get 2 months free membership and 15% off your first order.
Take advantage of this outstanding offer. Thanks to ThriveMarket.com, eating like a superhuman has never been cheaper.
Less expensive.
Cheaper.
Carl, it's less expensive.
Okay, less expensive. Get over to ThriveMarket.com/SuperhumanRadio today and start saving big time. Never pay retail again.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. It's Thursday, which means during the first hour, we're going to have my co-host Brooks Kubik on for Physical Culture Radio. And then later in the show, my news director, Alex Leaf, is coming back on today to talk about meal timing for building muscle and for dieting down. It should be a good interview with him later. I just want to remind people that you can get lots of free things. Excuse me. Starting out with a cough. By going to superhumanradio.com, down at the bottom right-hand side of the webpage, you'll see Ask the Scientist. Go there and ask Dr. Jeff Galini for a free sample of Carbolin, their amazing patented carbohydrate supplement. Check it out.
You're listening to Physical Culture Radio, home of dinosaur training. Now, here's the keeper of the flame of physical culture, Brooks Kubik.
How you doing, Brooks?
Carl, I'm great. How are you today?
Fantastic. I have a frog in my throat. It usually doesn't happen until the end of the show, but I've been talking a lot this morning. Anyway.
Well, that sounds like good news for the superhuman nation, because that means you have lots of great things you've been working on and things that people can be looking forward to.
For 3 years, I've been working on a protein supplement, and it's launching this month. Those of you who are my Facebook friends, you've already seen some of the teaser memes, but stay tuned. There'll be more. Brooks.
These are the ones that are coming out that say censored. Censored.
Yeah. And coming soon.
Coming. Okay. I understand why it's censored.
Brooks, what do you and Charles Poliquin have in common?
Well, you know, that's the question of the day. And the reason it's the question of the day is that Charles put up a very long blog post about that, that he and I wrote together, which is a first. And the title of it is, What Do Brooks Kubik and Charles Poliquin Have in Common? And something tells me that you either read it, or you've seen it, or you've been getting a lot of
I've seen it, but let's talk about the backstory.
Yeah,
you and Charles were working on writing something together, and lo and behold, you discovered something that goes all the way back to the beginnings of both of your journeys into physical culture. We'll explain that later, but you guys were working on a blog, and then it was like, wait a minute, right?
Well, here's what happened. Charles wrote a blog four or 5 days ago, and I read it. And in the blog, he recounted an experience from when he was about 14 or 15 years old. And I looked, you know, I read this and I thought, holy mackerel, that's exactly what happened to me. when I was 15, and contacted him by email, and we compared notes, and we realized that, yes, 15-year-old Charles and 15-year-old Brooks had done essentially exactly the same thing at the same point in our lives, and we thought, you know, that's kind of interesting. There's a story there. Let's share the story. So together, we wrote it up, and he very kindly posted it on his blog. And if you want me to, I'll just go ahead and tell the story. No.
Tell the story, and then we can go through and ask the questions. How about that?
Okay. Well, why don't you?
Okay. So both
you tee us up and start us out.
Both men teach and write about effective real-world strength training and muscle building, which is true, and that you both do that, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I would imagine that everybody, you know, everybody out there listening to this knows that Brooks Cubic and Charles Poliquin write a lot about strength training, an awful lot. We're two of the most prolific authors out there. So that's true, but it's not what we were looking for.
Both men have been training their entire lives. As we know from what you said, you're both around the same age, and you still both train very hard, very heavy, daily, even though both of you are, what, 58?
I'm 58, going on 59, and Charles is 54, and he's either going on 53 or 44 or 55 or whatever age he wants.
Okay.
But,
gotcha.
Yeah, you know, we're both you know, mid-50s going on 60, and both still training, and that, you know, between the two of us, that's almost a century of strength training.
Boy, add me to the mix.
And well, yeah, add you to the mix, and we're well over a century of strength training.
But the truth is that I didn't start training when I was young, so. Okay,
yeah.
So that's not the answer either.
Right.
Both men have studied training methods of the great old-time strongmen, weightlifters, and bodybuilders of the past, and have updated those methods for modern trainees to take advantage of.
That also is true, and it's close, it's getting warm, it's not quite the answer, but it's really close. And it's probably close enough that it counts enough that I could go ahead and just tell you why it's so close.
So what is it that makes the two of you so much the same?
Okay. 43 years ago, and I remember that because I remember I was 15. 43 years ago, a very young 15-year-old skinny Brooks Cubic is reading a copy of Iron Man magazine. And this is Perry Rader's old Iron Man magazine. I'm reading it, and I would read, like, every word, including the classified ads. And I'm sitting there going through, you know, because I'm looking for, like, the secret, the answer, you know, the whatever it is that is going to let me build strength and muscle. And I'm going through the classified ads, and there's an ad for a training course by three-time Mr. Universe Reg Park. And we've talked about Reg Park on the show before. I mean, you know, one of the top bodybuilders of all time, the top bodybuilder of the 1950s, the most massively developed bodybuilder of his era, and the strongest bodybuilder of his era, the second man in history to bench press 500 pounds, you know, which is incredible for a man who focused on bodybuilding.
Right.
And Park was not just a good bench presser. I mean, he was an all-around strength athlete. He worked up to 600 pounds in the full squat. You know, that's all the way down, donkey to grass, as we say.
Right, right. That's a nice way of putting it, by the way.
Yeah, I try to be polite on the show. 700-pound deadlift, bent over rowing for sets and reps with 350, 300-pound press behind neck, There are reports of him doing seated curls with 100-pound, 110, 120-pound dumbbells. I mean, can you imagine that? Just what a powerhouse. So I'm seeing this, and I'm, you know, it's a strength and bulk course by Reg Park, and I'm like, this is it. This is the key.
The Holy Grail.
The Holy Grail. Okay. So some guy named Bill Hinburn, living in Michigan, is offering this course.
Really?
Yeah. And I'm like, Bill Hinburn, who's he? Have no idea. Doesn't matter. I'm going to send him a couple bucks. I'm going to get this course, and that's going to be the answer. And my parents, you know, I wanted to write a check. You know, my parents were like, oh no, we don't send checks to mail order people.
Yeah.
You know, they're not reputable, you know, and I'm like, oh,
they'll change the numbers and whack our account.
I don't know what it was. They'll just take your money and they'll never send you anything is what I think they were,
right.
They were concerned about. So I forget if I finally talked them into sending a check or if I just sent cash or postage stamps. You know, you can send postage stamps to buy stuff back then.
Right.
Maybe I sent green stamps. I don't know. But I sent something. And I remember I sent a letter, and in the letter, you know, it was, Dear Mr. Hinburn, thank you, sir, for making this Reg Park course available, and here's my money or my stamps or my whatever, and please, 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 sir, send it to me as fast as you can because I really need big muscles. You know. And we had a mailbox down at the end of the block. Remember the old days of a mailbox?
Yeah.
You put your letters in a mailbox? Okay.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I put everything in an envelope, and I scribbled Bill Hinburn's address, and I literally ran down the block to throw it in the mailbox because I just couldn't wait. And, you know, then I'm sitting there waiting, waiting, waiting. And finally, the course arrives, like a week later, and I, you know, rip it open, and I just start reading the thing, and, you know, my eyes are popping out, and I'm reading all this stuff that I had not known before. You know, the best exercises, the link between strength and muscle mass, the 5x5 system, strength exercises, sets and reps, the mental aspects of strength training, all these little tips and bits of advice from Reg Park in what was a really long, detailed course. And I just sit there, I read it from cover to cover. When I'm done, I go back and I read it again. So, I have known since I was 15, I've known that story. So has Bill Hinburn.
Right, because he's the one who sold it to you.
Because he's the one who sold it to me, and Bill has always kept good records of his customers. So he had Brooks Cubic with my address from when I was 15 and a little note that I bought the Reg Parks, you know, strength and bulk course. And, you know, he's had that squirreled away in a little filing cabinet somewhere.
Really?
Forever. Yeah, yeah, still has it. Still has it. Okay. The other thing that he still has, it probably in that same filing cabinet, is a note from another customer who did exactly the same thing a couple of years later. Saw the ad in Iron Man, figured out how to get some money or a check or a money order or stamps or whatever, puts them in an envelope, does a nice little letter, Dear Mr. Hinburn, thank you so much for making the Reg Park course available. Please, 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 please send it to me as fast as you can because I need big muscles right away. Seals the envelope, runs down the block, throws it in the mailbox. Exactly the same as me. And yes, that was Charles Pollock.
I'll be darned. Isn't that funny?
And Bill Hinburn, I don't know if he's ever, you know, sort of put two and two together, but Bill Hinburn has had, like, you know, the records that document that, you know, for like 40 years. Charles and I just realized it this week when he wrote about getting the Reg Park course from Bill Hinburn, and then he and I corresponded, and we realized, you know what, we've got the same, you know,
guys had the same launch pad.
Yeah.
And you've also had the same trajectory when you think about it.
Yeah. And it, you know, it really, in a lot of ways, it got both of us focused on the same sort of strength training and muscle building approach, you know, and it influenced everything that we've done and everything that we still do. Now, here's the reason why we figured it out and why we wanted to share it. Here we are 43 years after I got that course from Bill Hinburn. Bill Hinburn has reprinted and made available not one, not two, not three, seven of the original Reg Park strength training and muscle building courses. And the reason he was able to do that is that Bill used to be the North American distributor for Reg Park, distributed his courses here in the U.S. He's now made them available. You can go to Bill's website, superstrengthtraining.com. You can link there from Charles Poliquin's website, and you can link there from my blog, and you can get the same exact courses that Charles Poliquin and I got so many years ago.
You know, this is funny because there's another guy who was inspired to change a career to bodybuilding and actually may have reshaped the sport of bodybuilding, who was also influenced by Reg Park.
You want to save that for the other side?
I want to save that for the other side. So we're going to do this. We're going to take a quick commercial break. In the meantime, during the commercial break, go to brookscubic.com to learn more about everything that Brooks Cubic writes. We'll be right back.
For the best in real-world, no-nonsense, result-producing, and effective strength training, muscle-building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to brookscubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer e-books, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to brookscubic.com right now.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high protein, low carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert, but this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com. anabolicminds.com.
Anabolicminds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit anabolicminds.com today and get into the action. Anabolicminds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
What's happening?
What's happening?
Hey, hey, now ladies and gentlemen.
Welcome back to Physical Culture Radio with my co-host Brooks Kubik. So when we went into the break, I said there's somebody else who was inspired to a path of physical culture and perhaps changed bodybuilding forever, who was also inspired by Reg Park, right?
You did indeed, and I'm wondering how many listeners know that.
I mean, I'll tell you something else. Reg Park is the reason that he actually came to the United States to compete for the first time. Shannon Yorton Pena, who is Chet Yorton's daughter, married to Ron Pena, she is also the creator of Quest Protein Bars. She told me the story because Arnold actually, oh, I gave it away.
Arnold who? Nobody caught that.
Arnold from The Simpsons. No, Arnold Schwarzenegger was inspired by Reg Park, and in fact, Reg Park kind of quote-unquote sponsored him to come to the United States and compete, and Chet Yorton put him up when he first came here. Because at that time, I think Reg Park was living in South Africa, wasn't he?
Yes, Johannesburg, South Africa.
Yeah, and Reg didn't have a house here, and so Arnold's coming to the United States. Like, well, who am I going to stay with? Well, I got a friend, Chet Yorton. He's gonna take care of you. And so Arnold stayed with Chet. And actually, the story goes that Arnold remembers Shannon from being a very, very little girl and growing up because I witnessed her running into him at the Arnold one year, and he remembered who she was immediately.
Oh wow!
Yeah, yeah. But anyway, Arnold Schwarzenegger was also inspired by Reg Park, the way Brooks Kubik and Charles Poliquin are.
Yeah, and if that's not the biggest endorsement you can get, I don't know what is. Arnold talks about being influenced by Reg Park in his book, The Education of a Bodybuilder. And he talks about how he and his friends would go to the movies and they would see the Hercules movies.
Uh-huh.
You know, remember when, you know, they had all the Steve Reeves and the other, you know, the Gladiator, what they called the Sand and Sandal movies?
Yeah.
And all of his friends were Steve Reeves fans. They thought Steve Reeves was the greatest. And Arnold liked Reg Park, who also played Hercules in several movies. And the reason that he liked Park was that Park just looked the way Hercules should look.
You know, right.
Big and massive and thick and had a look where he just looked amazingly strong.
Well, superhuman, actually like someone who's part human, part God. You know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah. And there's a line in the book, The Education of a Bodybuilder, goes something like, the difference between Steve Reeves and Reg Park was the difference between the smell of cologne and the smell of sweat.
That's funny.
And that's probably not fair to Steve Reeves, but it's a great line. Arnold actually visited Reg Park in South Africa and trained with him. One story that he shares is that he was doing calf raises. And most people don't know it, but when Arnold began his bodybuilding career, he famously had an enormous upper body and his lower body was just not up to par.
Well, and in fact,
particular, his calves.
In fact, his calves were seriously lacking to the degree that people accused him later on in life of having calf implants when he really didn't.
Yeah.
Because you can see the muscles flex when he trains them. But some of those older guys, someone came on my show and claimed that Arnold had calf implants, and that was Dan Lurie later in life, which it wasn't true, and I didn't want to challenge him. But you can see Arnold's calves flexing when he trains them. You know they're not implants.
Well, the story that Arnold shared, again, in Education of a Bodybuilder, he talks about, and let me just jump back. You mentioned Chet Yordan's daughter.
Yes.
Well, in Arnold's first Mr. Universe contest, the London NABBA Mr. Universe contest, he lost to an American named Chet Yordan.
Right.
He was a much smaller man and, you know, had a tremendous physique, but, you know, was nowhere near as enormous as Arnold. And I remember reading an article, I think it was by John Grimmick, who was a judge at that contest, talking about how difficult it was to pick between those two men. Their physiques were much different. They were both incredibly, incredibly well developed. And between them, who do you choose? And one British judge leans over and says to him, "The American has the better calves." Except he says it with a British accent that I'm not going to try to repeat, torture people with. But that's what he said. He says the American has the better calves, and the man who wrote the story, the other judge, I think it was Grimmick, says he looks and he says, "Yep, that's it. Clearly, that's the deciding point." So Arnold actually, you know, it was a handicap at the beginning, in the sense that he was losing top bodybuilding titles because he didn't have the calf development. So he goes to South Africa stays with Rudge Park, does some bodybuilding shows. You know, he's a guest poser at shows that Park promotes in South Africa. And they're training together, and Arnold gets on a calf raise machine, puts 200 pounds on it, knocks out 10 reps. Okay, now it's Park's turn. Park, who is about old enough to be his father at this point in time, a little bit younger, but not much, Park gets on the same calf machine, loads it up to 800 pounds, does 10 reps, and eventually goes up to 1,000 pounds, and Arnold is still playing around with 200, and, you know, he's feeling really puny and really embarrassed. And when he eventually lands in the U.S. in Southern California and starts training at Gold's Gym, he decides, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to get serious about this calf training, and I'm actually going to train my legs as hard as I train my arms, and we're going to see what happens. And so he eventually works up to 800,000-pound calf raises, and that's the difference.
Yeah.
And that really is what started the urban legend about the implants.
Yeah. No, I know. And you know what? It was just bitterness, I think, on some of the older guys because – I give you an analogy. The old wise guys hated John Gotti because he was too flashy, too in your face, not humble enough, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think that a lot of the old-time bodybuilders treated Arnold the same way. He was making movies about bodybuilding. He was not treating it like the serious culture that it should be. He was flaunting it. And I think a lot of the old-time guys wanted to find fault with him. But the truth of the matter is, aside from the sand and sandal movies, where that's where most of our bodybuilders were ending up in the public domain, and aside from SEAL Test's Big Top Circus that kids like you and I watched when Dan Lurie was SEAL Test Dan doing weightlifting for kids in a loincloth, bodybuilding was a subculture. Arnold changed that. He changed that. But I think a lot of the old guys, they you know, I got an uncle who played pro ball. in the off season, he had to work at Macy's in downtown Brooklyn. Nowadays, guys get million-dollar contracts. They don't have to work side jobs anymore. They look at the new guys like, these bunch of wussies. So I think it was the same thing with Arnold. Those people wanted to find fault with him for some reason.
Well, you know, it's a real interesting topic, the generational issues. And
can we save the generational issue and take a break? Can I stop you there?
Well, if you insist, young man.
Yes, there you go. Oh, wait a minute. That's right. You are almost a year older than me, aren't you?
Yes, and yeah. You never let me forget it.
There you go. All right, let's take a quick commercial break. When we come back, okay. We'll discuss the generational differences in the physical culture environment. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Best in real world, no nonsense, result producing and effective strength training, muscle building, and physical culture information. Read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to brookscubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to BrooksCubic.com right now.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
Superhuman Radio will start in just a moment, but Elisa and I wanted to tell you about something we're really excited about.
One of the top requests we get every month is to do a show about eating the superhuman way on a budget. So many people say it's just impossible, but now we have the answer.
We can now tell you to shop at ThriveMarket.com for all your favorite products. Whether it's organic, paleo, raw, vegan, non-GMO, or any other natural products, you'll find them all at ThriveMarket.com.
ThriveMarket.com has over 3,000 healthy products at 25 to 50% off retail. Go to ThriveMarket.com/SuperhumanRadio and get 2 months free membership and 15% off your first order.
Take advantage of this outstanding offer. Thanks to ThriveMarket.com, eating like a superhuman has never been cheaper.
Less expensive.
Cheaper.
Carl, it's less expensive.
Okay, less expensive. Get over to ThriveMarket.com/SuperhumanRadio today and start saving big time. Never pay retail again.
If you're a fitness athlete, busy professional, or just looking for a better way to eat hot meals on the run, you need to hop over to HotLogicMini.com right now and check out the coolest portable mini oven on the planet. It's about the size of a lunchbox. It cooks, reheats, and keeps food hot all day without overcooking or drying it out. Plug it in and forget it. There are no buttons or dials or timers to worry about. It's genius. Eat a hot meal anywhere you go. Work, car, hotel room, anywhere. Get over to HotLogicMini.com right now to save 20% off the regular price with coupon code SHR. That's HotLogicMini.com and coupon code SHR.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use superhuman curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need Metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Welcome back to Physical Culture Radio. I think this is probably the only radio show where we talk about the fathers of physical culture, the people who started this thing that we do. You know, like the mafia likes to say, this thing of ours, right? You know, I mean, but this is this thing of ours. Who started, you know, when we talk about weightlifting, bodybuilding, powerlifting, Olympic lifting, there were people who blazed this trail for us here in the United States, especially. You know, so it's important to remember who they are.
Well, it is. And, you know, before the break, I had alluded to generational issues and generational differences. And one interesting thing, you know, as you go through life, you see this phenomenon, but you see it from different perspectives. When we were kids, what was the big line? Never trust anybody over the age of 30.
Yeah, right.
Remember that?
Yeah,
you know,
that was
one of the mantras of,
yeah,
of the 1960s.
Yeah.
Never trust anyone over the age of 30.
Right.
And, you know, there was a time when I thought, well, yeah, that makes perfect sense because, you know, anyone over the age of 30, I mean, they're just a fuddy-duddy. They don't know anything. And now, as I approach age 60, and as you will eventually, my friend, you look back and you think 30, I mean, you know, my eldest stepson is 35.
Huh.
You know, I my daughter is, well, I better not say how close,
yeah,
she is.
Women,
to 30.
Women,
she'll,
you're not allowed
be
to say. Yeah,
yeah, but you know, she'll be there eventually. You know, it's like 30 is incredibly young, remarkably young. And so, you know, you look back at these things and it's very interesting. And in bodybuilding, powerlifting, strength training, the physical culture world, you know, all of that, the generational issue creates problems that impact what people do and think, and it probably is a good idea to be aware of these things. So, for example, most of the muscle magazines from day one have always focused on the young champions, the young lions,
right,
if you will. Okay,
right.
You know, and that makes perfect sense because, you know, they want to be newsy and up-to-date and newsworthy, and so they want to talk about, you know, the guy who won this year's Mr. Whatever contest, not the guy who won it 20 or 30 or 40 years ago.
Right.
Okay. And that naturally causes the guy who won it 20, 30, 40 years ago to feel like he's being ignored, he's not being respected, you know, the young guys think that, you know, they're so great, but back in my day, you know, I had to walk to the gym and it was 7 miles and it was uphill both ways and I was chased by wolves and there was a blizzard and, you know, all of that stuff. You know, so it's natural for the older trainees you know, to kind of cock an eye when they, you know, when they hear all this stuff about how great the young guys are. And that was part of the cultural phenomenon of the 60s into the 70s, which was the period when Arnold Schwarzenegger lands in the United States and bodybuilding starts to change.
Right.
And everyone who was older, who was looking at it, was not liking it.
Right.
Just the way many people who were older, who were looking at the countercultural movement, hippies, whatever, was not liking it. And so, you know, it's a natural thing, but for someone who is older to just completely dismiss out of hand what a younger person does is not fair to the younger person.
Right. Right.
And similarly,
the younger person not acknowledging
the
road paved by the efforts of his predecessors or her predecessors is also not, you know, for a long time I thought it was just because as we get older we just can't do those things and we see these kids that can and it holds up in our face that we're aging, that we're on the other side of the hill. But you're right. If the up-and-comers would acknowledge that, like you have here, you know, with Reg Park, if the up-and-comers would acknowledge early on the skills and accomplishments of those who came way before them, then at least those who came, because quite frankly, if I can't ever deadlift 600 pounds again because of my spine, I'm really sad about that. Where does someone know that I ever did that? And you know what I'm saying? And no one cares about it anymore because the new kid who's doing it, he's getting all the limelight. So I think that it's important that in the physical culture community that we not just focus on the athlete du jour, but that the athlete du jour look back at the athletes that led the way and acknowledge them.
That's absolutely right. And the other part of that is the training methods, the diet, the nutrition, the exercises, the sets, the reps, the workouts, the equipment of the older trainee may have enormous value for the younger trainee. And that's why, you know, in my books and courses, I'm always looking back, what were people doing 20 years ago, 40 years ago, 60 years ago, 100 years ago? Was it working? What can we learn? Can we take something that people used to do and bring it back? Can we take something people used to do and refine it, tweak it, make it better? And that's why, you know, I emphasize old school training and old school physical culture. And that's why, for example, Bill Hinburn has so many reprints of classic old-time training courses, some of which were printed more than 100 years ago. And you might think, well, why is something that old, why is it still relevant today? And the answer is, if there was a man who could lift 300 pounds over his head with one arm in 1905, and there were several, if that man wrote a book or a course that talked about his training and what he did and why he did it and how he did it, isn't that something worth reading?
Sure.
Well,
think about it. What other field do we not pay attention to that? What other field do we not build on the base of knowledge from the past? Instead... We just ignore it and we start from scratch every single generation. That's silliness.
Sir Isaac Newton, if I have seen further than others, it is by standing upon the shoulders of giants.
Yeah. Yep.
And you know what? A lot of people have said similar things because they have acknowledged the debt they have to their predecessors.
Right.
To those who came before them. And it's a shame that in the strength and muscle building world, a lot of people think the way to make yourself look smart is to ignore what came before and pretend it's your idea. That's a shame.
I want to talk about this generation a little bit more because I have this strange feeling that if you went up to today's power lifters, especially the young ones, we talked about some guy who's got a, he did, I forget how many reps with 1,000 pounds not too long ago. And you started throwing some of these names at them. Hey, do you know who this is? You know, they would say no. They don't even know who the person is. All they know is who they heard about right now. So let's take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back with more Physical Culture Radio.
At Real World, no-nonsense, result-producing and effective strength training, muscle building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to brookscubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to brookscubic.com right now.
Prime Nutrition is proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date, now available in two great tasting flavors, tropic fruit and raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors, or dye. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high performance athletes. Visit primenutrition.com and use coupon code Superhuman Radio to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to primenutrition.com today.
The category killer is back. Mass Pro Synthogen, with results literally from workout one. You'll recover like you're a teenager again. If you've been pouring your heart out in the gym with little to nothing to show for it, you owe it to yourself to see the performance enhancing and cosmetic effects it can make almost immediately. One user said, I wish I could have tried it sooner. I just ordered two more bottles. And another, the overall single best bodybuilding supplement I have personally ever used. Visit CoachRobRegis.com or PredatorNutrition.com to learn more today. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Prime Nutrition is proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date, now available in two great tasting flavors, tropic fruit and raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra-premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors, or dye. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high-performance athletes. Visit PrimeNutrition.com and use coupon code SUPERHUMANRADIO to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to PrimeNutrition.com today.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Welcome back to Physical Culture Radio. Later in the show, we're going to be talking to my news director, Alex Leaf. Theories into practice of meal frequency and timing for both building muscle and shedding body fat, so, and also for health in general. Right now, we're talking with my co-host, Brooks Kubik. So when we went into the break, I said, you know, I want to stay with this just for a second, this generational thing. I think that our generation, which is evidenced by a lot of the people who are still in the game, knew who the founding fathers of physical culture were. I don't think that people know today, and I have to tell you why that is. Because people made an effort to know these things back then, but no one cares about it anymore, and it's not taught anywhere. I mean, unless you listen to physical culture radio, read your writings, really, yours, Randy Roach's, who else is talking about the fathers of physical culture, the nutritional legacy that they've left behind that's coming into the mainstream now and figuring into keeping people healthy? I mean, who else is talking about it? Bill Hinburn?
Well, Bill Hinburn, you know, I do it. John Wood does it. Very few people do it. And, it goes back to this, you know, this thing that really does irritate me, which is people who take someone else's idea, uh-huh, something that's been done before, and they package it as their own, and they throw it out there as, this is the newest thing, the latest thing, it's my idea, blah, blah, blah. And it's not. And, you know, to me, if you're going to present something to the public, you have to do it in an honest way. And if you read somewhere some idea that someone, you know, a training system, an idea, a machine, a piece of equipment, a different way of doing something, you know, if you write about that, if you teach it, if you present it, give credit where credit is due.
Well, here's a perfect example. That guy, Tony, whatever his name is, that came up with P90X.
Mm-hmm.
I remember the very, very first time I saw the ad, I was on doing cardio, and he starts talking about muscle confusion. Well, the first person to coin that term was Joe Weider. Back in, I don't know what, the 30s, the 40s?
Probably the 1950s is when you started 50s. To see it in the Weider magazines.
Yeah, muscle. So he used that term like it was his invention. He came up with this muscle confusion thing. He never ever once said anything about when this first arrived on the scene. Who was the first person to... it's like, look, you're still going to make millions of dollars with your infomercial, but for crying out loud, don't plagiarize. Don't pose. Don't act like you're the genius that came up with this when you're not.
Well, that would be one of so many examples. I mean, you know, we could start now and we could go on for the next 24 hours and make this the longest show ever.
Right.
But, you know, it's very obvious. And one of the problems, if you look at the old magazines used to give credit. You know, the Weider magazines of the 50s, if they ran something that George Jowett had come out with 30 years earlier, you know, they would say, as the great George Jowett used to say or used to teach, blah, blah, blah. Or, you know, there'd be an article and Joe Weider would say, as a young man, I remember reading an article by George F. Jowett, and Jowett said, blah, 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 and, you know, we've taken it and we've refined it at the Weider Research Clinic and taken it to the next level. Okay. That's the way it used to be. And to the point where, for example, Strength and Health would run articles about, you know, great lifting competitions or great lifters or, you know, something that someone did, like Steve Stanko breaking the 1,000-pound total in the Olympic lifts and being the strongest man in the world. Well, that happened in 1941. I read about it in, like, 1970, 1971, and I thought it had just happened. You know, I thought Steve Stanko was still the strongest man in the world. I just couldn't believe it. And so if you read the magazines, they had enough about the old-timers that you knew who they were and you understood their contributions, and that was good. And somehow we've lost that, and we just don't get it. It's a little bit like Well, I'll give you an example. This is the week of the world premiere of the new Star Wars movie, The Force Awakens.
Right, right.
Right? Big, huge event in you know, in Los Angeles, they closed down four city blocks so that they could have a four-block-long red carpet for the world premiere showing in L.A. of this film. I mean, it's just been an incredible nonstop media event.
Right, right.
Okay. And there's, you know, advanced screenings around the world, everything. Okay. By all accounts, this is going to be an enormous success. And even though there's like a gag order on reviews or anything.
Right.
You know, no reviews, no spoilers.
Right.
Okay. But I'm getting the sense, and I've actually seen people say, and it's not a violation of the gag order apparently, that one of the reasons that this is such a great movie for Star Wars fans in 2015 is that a whole bunch of the original cast members of the original Star Wars movie from 1977
are in there, right?
Are in there.
Yeah.
And linking 1977 to 2015 just makes it something remarkable. And that's an example of what I'm talking about.
Right.
You know, I mean, bring back the best of the past, use it, you know, find it.
Build on it.
Build it, honor it, use it, and as you said, build on it. And that's why, you know, when Bill Hinburn reprints Reg Park courses that were written in the 50s and have been building strength and muscle ever since and affected my training philosophy and Charles Poliquin's training philosophy when we were teenagers in the 70s, and is still influencing what we're teaching in 2015, that's a really exciting thing to me. That's a good thing. And that's something where, you know, if you're listening to this and you are 15 and you're thinking, what can I learn from somebody who wrote a course in the 1950s? The answer is plenty.
Right.
Plenty. And it's, you know, it's really great to see that material available to people and let young people take it and run with it and build on it. And, you know, Carl, it would be great to be doing this show 30 years from now, and you and I look back and we're talking about not only did the Reg Park courses influence Brooks and Charles
and
Arnold Schwarzenegger,
right,
but they influenced some young person out there who nobody knows today, but 20 or 30 years from now, everyone will know his or her name. That would be pretty cool.
And it stands to reason that those courses are still important and that you can still get good information from it, because let's face it, up and down hasn't changed. You know what I'm saying? It's like the rep goes down. It's like all those things that we talk about today, negatives, those were all invented and discovered decades ago.
Absolutely. And you know what? The human body is the same now,
yes,
as it was then. And, you know, all it takes is one little nugget of information. All it takes, and if you see that, you say, hey, wait a minute. That's what I need to do. That's what I need to try. That can make all the difference in the world. And that's why you never stop learning, you never stop reading, you never stop studying, and you never stop looking at information. You never say, I know it all. You don't know it all. Nobody does. I don't. Carl doesn't. No one does. You keep learning. It's a lifelong course,
yes,
in physical culture.
I agree. Hey, this is the last show of the year for you.
Is it really?
Yeah, because next week we end on Wednesday.
We're going to be
rerunning old shows, I believe, all next week after Wednesday.
I think we're doing a show on Wednesday.
Oh,
I have on my calendar. I have me down from 12:30 to 1:30.
Oh yes, that's even better. That's even better. Okay, I'm sorry.
That will be the last show.
Yes. So next week will be the last show. So we'll come up with a really good topic for the last.
That sounds good. Thanks, Carl.
All right, brother. Talk to you soon. We're gonna take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're gonna be joined by Alex Leaf to talk about meal frequency and timing for building muscle, losing fat, and general health. Stay tuned.
Something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Superhuman Radio will start in just a moment, but Elisa and I wanted to tell you about something we're really excited about.
One of the top requests we get every month is to do a show about eating the superhuman way on a budget. So many people say it's just impossible. But now we have the answer.
We can now tell you to shop at ThriveMarket.com for all your favorite products. Whether it's organic, paleo, raw, vegan, non-GMO, or any other natural products, you'll find them all at ThriveMarket.com.
ThriveMarket.com has over 3,000 healthy products at 25 to 50% off retail. Go to ThriveMarket.com/SuperhumanRadio and get 2 months free membership and 15% off your first order.
Take advantage of this outstanding offer. Thanks to ThriveMarket.com, eating like a superhuman has never been cheaper.
Less expensive.
Cheaper.
Carl, it's less expensive.
Okay, less expensive. Get over to ThriveMarket.com/SuperhumanRadio today and start saving big time. Never pay retail again.
Not all so-called deodorants are the same. Only Goodness Inside deodorant is a multi-benefit deodorant that's not only free of aluminum and toxins, but provides the body with nutrients it needs, like magnesium, pure dead sea salts, minerals, and vitamins.
I am a big fan of Only Goodness Inside, the MGDO healthy deodorant. I'm a businesswoman. I have to dress up at work. It goes on smooth, it dries quickly, and it never gets on my clothes.
Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Only Goodness Inside banner ad to save 25% off your order today.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
If you're a fitness athlete, busy professional, or just looking for a better way to eat hot meals on the run, you need to hop over to HotLogicMini.com right now and check out the coolest portable mini oven on the planet. It's about the size of a lunchbox. It cooks, reheats, and keeps food hot all day without overcooking or drying it out. Plug it in and forget it. There are no buttons or dials or timers to worry about. It's genius. Eat a hot meal anywhere you go. Work, car, hotel room, anywhere. Get over to HotLogicMini.com right now to save 20% off the regular price with coupon code SHR. That's HotLogicMini.com and coupon code SHR. Even for extraordinary people, it's all about motivation. Getting going and focusing is easier said than done. That's why people like you with big goals and bigger dreams are turning to Exact to feel motivation now. Exact delivers the breakthrough mental energy you crave and unleashes your creativity. Exact combines precise levels of 6 ingredients that greatly improves brain power and produces intensity. Many of our customers say Exact brings them instant gratification, making them feel happy, bright, and attentive. We say Exact delivers, guaranteed or your money back. Go to xactmind.com to get your trial pack absolutely free and experience life with the motivation, focus, and drive it takes to realize your potential.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back. So, we know that meal frequency and meal timing plays a role in a lot of things. And my next guest is our news director, Alex Leaf. How you doing, Alex?
I'm doing well, Carl.
And you have been thinking a lot about this, and it's good that you have, because people are always looking for current information that folds what we thought we knew into what we've just learned. As it relates to meal frequency, for a variety of different reasons, including health, obviously the greater acquisition of muscle mass, but also even losing body fat, right?
Yeah. It's just another piece of the nutrition puzzle that people need to consider.
Now, as soon as we said we were doing this show, a fella named Sean Bean, who I believe lives in the UK, came out in a preemptive way and said, I hope you guys aren't going to talk about the fact that you got to eat every couple hours because that's just complete nonsense to build muscle. So, right off the bat, is it if you're looking at building muscle, let's address that first, and then we'll talk about burning fat and what where the overlap is in health and so on. Are there really frequency requirements to tell the body, hey, build muscle, as opposed to getting all your calories in two meals a day or something like that?
Theoretically, yes. The evidence does support it in terms of it being practical for most people. No. Because it isn't practical for most people, but right. From a theoretical standpoint, yeah.
Can we use some of the largest men in the world, today's modern bodybuilder, who generally steps on stage, and I know people are going to say, oh, drugs, that's not what I'm talking about. Drugs only allow you to take the calories you're eating and turn more of it into muscle. You still have to be doing the work at the dinner table, at the lunch table, and with your knife and fork. With that being said, can we not just look at today's modern bodybuilder and say there absolutely is some sort of magic in eating every 2 to 3 hours? You know, Jay Cutler, when he was his largest, close to 300 pounds at, you know what, 1% body fat, was eating every 2 hours. In fact, he even got up in the middle of the night every 2 hours to eat. That was his job. Isn't that evidence enough? We don't see that anywhere else in any other sport where they don't do that in any other sport. Isn't that adequate for us to say, yeah, there's some sort of magic in eating every 2 to 3 hours for building muscle?
No, actually, I'm going to disagree with that. You brought up drugs, and I think that's the exact reason. If you take a normal person and you feed them every 2 to 3 hours, there is a possibility they might see some benefit, but there's also the possibility that any additional benefit is too small for it to make a difference in anything. And the professional bodybuilders, through their drugs, are able to exaggerate these small benefits so that they do matter.
Is it just the drugs, or is it also the trigger of training? So, in other words, if you took the average person without drugs and you had them train like a bodybuilder, and they were to eat every 2 to 3 hours, would they not see the benefits of that type of meal frequency just because the drugs aren't in the picture?
Yeah, I would say so.
Okay.
And also I think it might be difficult because the drugs also help with recovery. And a lot of professional bodybuilding routines that people see online and they try to copy, they just aren't suitable because, one, the person isn't that advanced of a lifter, and, two, they're usually made to complement the drugs that they're taking.
Okay.
Now, this isn't saying they don't work hard, because, I mean, they do. They do work their asses off.
Right.
It's just that we really can't overlook the significance that the drugs play.
Okay. So what about meal frequency? So let's address the sexy thing first, building muscle. What does the science show works best as far as meal frequency for someone who is natural? They're not using any drugs, and they're looking to build muscle.
Yeah, so, you know, I think it would help to kind of establish the theoretical background for all this.
Okay.
So whenever you eat a meal, you know, ideally you want that meal to have a protein component. And for building muscle, I mean, obviously you want to have a protein component. And when you eat, there exists a certain, what's called like the anabolic threshold. And for young individuals, it's about 0.3 grams per kilogram. And for older individuals, it can reach 0.4 grams per kilogram of body weight. And this works out to about anywhere from 30 to 50 grams of protein per meal is what's needed to maximally stimulate muscle protein synthesis. And so assuming that you're consuming that much protein, I mean, that's number one. No matter how many meals you eat, you want to make sure you hit this baseline number of 30 to 50 grams of protein. And it's going to be higher if you're older, simply because your body's less responsive to the anabolic signaling of protein and leucine in particular. So when you do stimulate muscle protein synthesis, so you just ate a nice bolus of protein and your body's happy and it's synthesizing stuff, there is a refractory period, which means that in order for you to stimulate muscle protein synthesis again, you need to let your current blood amino acids kind of return back to baseline.
Right.
And this takes 2.5 to 3 hours. So there is absolutely no benefit, and you're probably doing yourself a disservice if you eat within 3 hours of a previous meal.
In fact, this was discussed on my show back in 2007, I want to say, or 2006, before Lane Norton had his doctorate, when he was still at the University of Illinois, that the greatest protein synthetic response occurred when you spaced your meals out far enough with the adequate protein, high leucine protein. When you spaced your meals out long enough to have the amino acids drop in the body before they rise again. So, this is true. You're right.
Yeah, and he also, based an idea off of this where, let's say you didn't want to eat a crap ton of protein, and then based on information regarding leucine being particularly anabolic, he came up with the idea where you just eat big meals maybe every 6 hours, and then at the three-hour mark in between them, you just take a leucine or BCAA supplement to re-stimulate the protein synthesis.
I like that idea. That way you're not eating every 3 hours, but you are still stimulating the signals every 3 hours.
And it meshes really well with more recent research that has shown that when you're talking about whole food sources of protein, so not whey shakes or any of that stuff, there was one really good study recently, actually, that compared 40 grams of protein from ground beef to 70 grams of protein from ground beef. And the results showed that whole body, like net protein balance in the body, was increased significantly more with the 70 grams of protein, which goes against what a lot of people think about there's a limit to the amount of protein your body can utilize.
See, and we just talked about this with Dr. Jose Antonio, right?
Yeah, it's not true. There might be a limit to the degree of muscle protein synthesis, which is why you want to get 30 to 50 grams, because that's going to maximize protein synthesis. But consuming more than that is going to suppress protein breakdown. So you can eat more protein than that, and rather than increasing synthesis further, you'll suppress breakdown further. So you still get more of a net balance. It's just from a different aspect of the protein turnover.
So if you're not willing to do an EAA or BCAA drink or product on the every 3 hour, the third hour after a meal, and then the next meal 3 hours after that, then you do have to eat every 3 hours a high leucine protein meal in order to stimulate the greatest protein synthetic response for muscle growth, right?
That's correct.
Okay.
But that's, again, that's purely theoretical, and the problem with that is we don't have a lot of clinical data with hard endpoints to support that it is more effective than just eating 3 to 4 meals per day that are spaced maybe 4 or 5 hours apart.
Well, I got to believe, okay, I have to believe that the same thing happens with the refractory period at 4 hours as it does 3 hours, or even 5 hours is three. But the difference is the total protein intake, as Dr. Antonio pointed out, is much more difficult to hit when you're doing it in 5 meals or 4 meals versus 5 meals and 6 meals.
Yeah.
You're trying to do it in 3 or 4 versus 5 and 6. So, and also, if you end up with one additional refractory period in a day by doing it every 3 hours, then you have one more stimulatory episode in that day than you would if you did it every 4 to 5 hours. And over the course of weeks and months, that could be significant muscle growth.
No, I totally agree. And that's why I say from the theoretical standpoint, it makes complete sense. It's just like our talk with fat oxidation. I mean, you know, doing fasted cardio. It makes complete sense. It's just that, you know, you need to have these highly controlled studies with hard endpoints that currently don't exist to support it. So we have to rely on the, well, it makes sense from all these other angles.
See, I've devised a way to tell what the largest protein serving that I can eat in a single meal before it's not going to affect protein synthesis and or nitrogen levels that will keep me from going catabolic. Do you want to know what it is?
Okay, what's that?
Well, if I eat steak, I know I have eaten more steak than I need to when entire chunks of steak start coming out of me in the toilet. That's how I know.
Okay, well, then you should probably go see a doctor.
Okay.
That shouldn't be happening.
Nah, I know. That's why I'm joking. Anyway, all right, let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. When we come back, let's talk about fat loss, because that's always on people's minds. We're talking with my news director, Alex Leaf, about meal timing and frequency, the theoretical approach to we're going to talk about fat loss when we come back. Stay tuned.
Health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Live On Labs.
You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use superhuman curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need Metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
For the best in real world, no nonsense, result producing and effective strength training, muscle building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to brookscubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to brookscubic.com right now.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high protein, low carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert, but this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Welcome back.
It was a moonlit night in Old Navy.
And the reason I'm playing this music is because Mexican food is what helps you lose body fat. Lots of tacos, lots of burritos. No, I'm kidding. Welcome back to Supreme Radio. My guest this hour is Alex Leaf. We're talking about theoretical applications of meal frequency and timing. We already talked about building muscle. Now we're going to talk about something else that people like to do, and that's burn fat. First question I got to ask you, is there any overlap into what builds muscle that would also cause the body to burn more body fat?
Yeah. If you want to burn body fat, then, well, when you lose weight, it's going to come from, you know, two places, ignoring water, either fat or muscle and organ tissue. So by stimulating protein synthesis and muscle accretion, then your body is going to be forced more so to rely on fat to supply its energy needs. So by just focusing on building muscle, even if you're in a caloric deficit, then you're going to burn primarily fat.
Can you build muscle in a caloric deficit?
I used to think no, but I have since changed my mind. It happens in clinical research all the time, and it could be an error with the DEXA scans and BOD pods. That's always a possibility. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I really don't see why our bodies would have to be so simple where they can't do two things at once. I mean, considering how complex we are, it really wouldn't surprise me if your body is able to have different pathways be activated at different times so that the end result is a net gain in muscle mass and a loss of fat.
Yeah, that makes sense. Okay, so let's talk about meal frequency and timing for losing body fat. What does the research show?
To eat in a manner that makes dieting the easiest. That's really the bottom line. Again, you're going to retain the most muscle if you eat maybe 3 to 4 meals per day in a manner that lets you just keep the caloric deficit, have plenty of energy in the gym, and so forth. There is some research that compares 3 to 4 meals per day versus 1 to 2, and they find that the 1 to 2 meals, they lose more fat, but they also lose more muscle.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's something that you have to keep in mind. When you start getting into higher frequencies, comparing 3 to 4 meals to 5 to 6, then the benefits are equivocal. There doesn't appear to be an advantage either way. Assuming that total protein intake is sufficient. However, when total protein intake is less than optimal, then there is an advantage to eating it more frequently.
Right.
But I don't see any reason why anyone should have a less than optimal protein intake, especially when they're dieting.
And especially from the research that we talked about with Dr. Jose Antonio, where these particular bodybuilders were consuming 3.4 grams of protein per pound of body weight as opposed to 2, where obviously this contribution was added protein, so this increased their caloric intake, yet they lost much more body fat than the ones eating 2. So protein seems to be magical when it comes to losing body fat, huh?
It's the most important nutrient out there.
Isn't it funny that, for all intents and purposes, the dietetic community is completely in the dark about the importance of protein and especially high leucine proteins?
Yeah, you know, being in the dietetics program at my school, I wouldn't say that they're in the dark. It's just that there's so much red tape around dietary advice, and there's certain the dietetics profession has to make sure they're within their scope of practice, which is set by the Academy of Dietetics, which gets their information primarily from the government. And so yeah, there's a lot of kind of walking on your toes so that you don't put yourself in a legal, in a potential legal issue. I remember it might have been earlier this year or last year, and I believe she came on Superhuman Radio as well, was a dietitian down in Australia who got in trouble with the Academy for prescribing low-carbohydrate diets to patients with type 2 diabetes.
Right. Even though it worked.
And there was sufficient evidence to support it. And it's the same way with macronutrient recommendations. You know, the minimum that someone needs is 0.8 grams per kilogram, according to the Institute of Medicine. And you can work within a range of 10 to 35% of calories, which is the acceptable macronutrient distribution range set by the Institute of Medicine. And fortunately for most people, that works out quite well. 20 to 30% of calories tends to be what most people need, but, sometimes it doesn't, and it can be difficult.
Yeah, and the idea that, the government is making dietary recommendations to me is laughable, because the government doesn't look at the science when it conflicts with their agenda. And their agenda is a cereal-based diet, because the three most subsidized crops are wheat, corn, and soy. And soy is their protein of choice too, right? They want people to go meatless. Well, they want you to get your protein from soy, but soy protein is very, very substandard. Most people can't digest it. It's such a conflict of interest that the government is making dietary recommendations and tying the hands of dietitians who understand what's going on, and they have to tiptoe around it. This is sad. Very, very sad. Let's take a quick commercial break. When we come back, let's talk about health in general and meal frequency, okay?
Okay.
All right, stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenadrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenadrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenadrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use superhuman curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need Metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
The category killer is back. Mass Pro Synthogen, with results literally from workout one. You'll recover like you're a teenager again. If you've been pouring your heart out in the gym with little to nothing to show for it, you owe it to yourself to see the performance enhancing and cosmetic effects it can make almost immediately. One user said, "I wish I could have tried it sooner. I just ordered 2 more bottles. And another, "The overall single best bodybuilding supplement I have personally ever used." Visit CoachRobRegis.com or PredatorNutrition.com to learn more today. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
If you're a fitness athlete, busy professional, or just looking for a better way to eat hot meals on the run, you need to hop over to HotLogicMini.com right now and check out the coolest portable mini oven on the planet. It's about the size of a lunchbox. It cooks, reheats, and keeps food hot all day without overcooking or drying it out. Plug it in and forget it. There are no buttons or dials or timers to worry about. It's genius. Eat a hot meal anywhere you go. Work, car, hotel room, anywhere. Get over to HotLogicMini.com right now to save 20% off the regular price with coupon code SHR. That's HotLogicMini.com and coupon code SHR.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Welcome back. Talking with Alex Leaf about meal frequency and timing. I'm going to talk about health now. I have a feeling it overlaps, does it? Some of the things we've been talking
about. It always
about.
Overlaps. You know, I one thing that I think a lot of people don't consider is how large of a role body composition plays in general well-being and health. Because when you're lean and muscular, you feel good, you look good, your body is operating at excellent capacity. And there's a lot of people who think that, you know, training for muscle and to look good naked is just for vanity. And really, when you do look good naked, you're going to be healthy. To an extent, of course. I mean, being at 5% body fat isn't healthy by any means, and it's not sustainable, but to an extent.
So, sorry, I was drinking water. Let's talk about health for a second. First of all, high-protein diets, I think, have been debunked as not being dangerous to the kidneys, right?
Yeah, they aren't dangerous. They're healthy, period.
What about glycemic control? Do they play a role in glycemic control, since we know that high sugar levels seem to be at the root, or blood sugar levels at the root of many diseases?
Yeah, I would definitely say so. The biggest impact a high-protein diet would have on glycemic control is that it's going to offset carbohydrates in the diet, and it's going to offset fats in the diet. And carbohydrates and fats are more so the two main players in glycemic control than protein is. And by offsetting those two, then you're going to have a more stable blood glucose levels. There are some exceptions to this rule. There's always exceptions in nutrition. Whey protein is a great example, because it's been shown, because whey protein stimulates such a pronounced insulin response, it can benefit the glycemic control when consumed before a meal, because it gets your insulin levels up as soon as the carbohydrates hit your blood. So insulin's prepared and ready to go rather than chasing the blood glucose spike. However, if you were to take whey protein, you know, with the meal, then you might have an exaggerated insulin response that could lead to reactive hypoglycemia and some other outcomes. Of course, this all depends on the individual, but in general, yeah, protein and the sources of protein are going to improve overall blood glucose management.
There are some out there who say that very fast digesting whey protein isolates actually can spike blood sugar levels in and of themselves because they undergo rapid gluconeogenesis. If that is in fact true, can we point to one of the amino acids responsible for this, like the glutamine in it, since we know that glutamine has the ability to be a donor for gluconeogenesis to produce glucose, or is it the leucine, or is it just everything altogether, or is that a lie? Is it not factual that rapid digesting proteins undergo gluconeogenesis very quickly and become glucose themselves?
Well, undergoing oxidation in the liver and either being transaminated and disposed of as urea or being turned into glucose definitely does occur with whey protein. As for blood glucose spikes, I've talked to people who claim that it does occur and they've monitored their own blood glucose levels. I haven't seen any clinical data on that, but I mean, I'm sure there's individual differences in this, and, you know, I don't feel comfortable saying it doesn't happen.
Okay.
I would perhaps say, you know, it seems like it might happen rarely or with a subset of individuals. But it's the amino acids are divided up between ketogenic amino acids and glucogenic amino acids. And so the ones like leucine, for example, leucine cannot be turned into glucose. Leucine can only be turned into a ketone body. So you know that it's not going to be the leucine.
Right.
And I can't remember which ones are the... which ones belong to which category?
I think glutamine, I want to say, I think glutamine, glycine, those are the ones that seem to support the production of glucose, or even to some people say mimic glucose.
Yeah, it's, there's, I want to say 51% of ingested protein gets turned into glucose.
Mm-hmm.
If I can remember that correctly.
Interesting. Okay, so let's talk about health in general and meal frequency and timing. Where does the magic seem to be?
You know, I would say the magic is definitely around three meals per day. Generally, I'll say 2 to 4, just because that gives a range for people to work within depending on their personal preferences. But a solid breakfast, lunch, and dinner is going to be the best meal pattern for most individuals. And this has to do for a number of reasons. And when I say breakfast, lunch, and dinner, I don't mean fasting for 16 hours and then eating three meals within your 8-hour eating window. I mean, you know, preferably getting about a 12-hour overnight fast, and then waking up with a solid breakfast, and then a lunch 4 to 5 hours later, and then a dinner 4 to 5 hours later, roughly 3 hours before you go to bed.
Mm-hmm. And I subscribe to the last meal 3 hours before you go to bed for the quality of fasting and the triggering of autophagy and macrophages to do their work. We've seen this in research done by a UCLA scientist who's been on the show, who's actually reversed the symptoms of Alzheimer's disease in 26 individuals, and now he's doing a larger scale study.
I remember that.
Yeah, there's magic in not eating 3 hours before bedtime. And there's also magic in getting to bed around 9 o'clock. So there's magic in having your last meal be 6 p.m.
Yeah. I think, with breakfast, so moving to the other side of the day, you know, you don't want to eat as soon as you get up, because when you wake up in the morning, you have a natural cortisol spike that increases your blood glucose. And if you wake up and eat, then you're just going to add on to that. So it's good to be awake for about an hour before you eat anything. And I really like to emphasize breakfast with most individuals, because so many people are so overly stressed in the modern environment that their bodies need to have something in the morning to get them going. And even though most people feel fine, like, oh, no, yeah, I wake up, I have so much energy, I'm just going to do my 16-hour fast and keep going and skip breakfast. And the reason they feel fine is because their body is compensating for them. I mean, that's what our body does. Our body
right.
doesn't want, our body doesn't want us to die. So it's obviously not going to make us feel like shit. Or oops.
Oops. That's okay. I'll get that out.
All right. So our body compensates and it makes us feel good because it wants us to go out and find food. That's the evolutionary response. That's why you feel good when you fast, is because your body is saying, okay, you need to feel good so that you'll go hunting. And this compensation can only occur for so long, especially if your body is chronically stressed and overworked, before something gives. And once something gives, you know, that's when you can't wake up in the morning. You have to pull yourself out of bed. And so a lot of people don't appreciate the value of a morning meal. Now, on the flip side of that, if you eat breakfast and then you feel like crap afterwards, well, then you need to think about what it is you're eating, because you should never feel like crap after you've eaten a meal. And so there's all these considerations. And what I generally find works best is people have a breakfast that has a healthy dose of protein with a nice dose of fat and fiber. Because of the morning cortisol response and just because so many people have issues with their blood glucose regulation, I find that starting the morning with protein and fat and fiber really helps provide energy to the body while helping to regulate blood sugar and let them get on with their day.
Right.
On the right footing.
So that's the breakfast scenario. We have to take a break. When we come back, let's talk about the rest of the day when we're talking about protein consumption, meal frequency and timing, and health. Stay tuned. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. We'll be right back.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You, too, can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at liveonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced Phytoform. Phytoform has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Live On Labs. You too can benefit from Live On Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Live On Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at liveonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Even for extraordinary people, it's all about motivation. Getting going and focusing is easier said than done. That's why people like you with big goals and bigger dreams are turning to Exact to feel motivation now. Exact delivers the breakthrough mental energy you crave and unleashes your creativity. Exact combines precise levels of 6 ingredients that greatly improves brain power and produces intensity. Many of our customers say Exact brings them instant gratification, making them feel happy, bright, and attentive. We say Exact delivers, guaranteed or your money back. Go to xactmind.com to get your trial pack absolutely free and experience life with the motivation, focus, and drive it takes to realize your potential.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking about meal frequency and timing with Alex Leaf. So, I don't know if Mark Rosamini is listening to the show live, but there's another thread on Facebook going on, and he just posted this. It's the Wikipedia page of glucogenic amino acids. So there's a lot of glucogenic amino acids and only a couple ketogenic. The glucogenic amino acids include glycine, serine, valine, histidine, arginine, cysteine, proline, alanine, glutamate, glutamine, aspartate, asparagine, and methionine. The ones that are both glucogenic and ketogenic are phenylalanine, isoleucine, threonine, tyrosine, and tryptophan. And the only two that are exclusively ketogenic, they cannot convert to glucose, is leucine and lysine. That's it. How do you like that?
Wow.
So, protein. And this is why people say, hey, you don't need carbs in your diet. You can eat plenty of protein and fat, and you'll get all the glucose you need. And it's true. Obviously, from an evolutionary perspective, we have survived on high-protein diets. And that's why our body can convert these amino acids to glucose. So there you go. Let's talk about the healthy diet meal timing. Now, we've talked about breakfast. What about the rest of the day? Just every 4 or 5 hours?
Yeah. So, I mean, if you wake up and you eat breakfast around 8 or 9, then lunch would come around lunchtime, which would be 12 to 1. And again, you would want it to be centered around some nice protein. And then it can be a mix of fats and carbohydrates, depending on you know, whatever your dietary goals are. But the critical thing with lunch that I find works well with most individuals is making it the largest meal of the day. The reason being that no one wants to eat a giant bolus of food as soon as they wake up, because it's just not in our physiology. Again, there are exceptions, but for the most part, we aren't designed to be, you know, these giant ravenous beings when we wake up in the morning, because that's the time when we need to get going on life and get working and finding food and doing all that from an evolutionary perspective. But at the same time, you don't want dinner to be like this huge meal on a consistent basis, because that's when you're supposed to start transitioning into a fasted state.
Right.
And there's evidence to suggest that melatonin induces insulin resistance. And so if you eat this huge meal at night when melatonin production is starting, then you could run into some metabolic consequences. And so lunch, from just an evolutionary and overall perspective, it just makes sense that lunch should be the most calorically dense meal. And, of course, the composition can be, you know, whatever suits the person you're talking about.
You know, all of this becomes an applicable discussion because we have access to food very conveniently. Obviously, it all changes if we're hunter-gatherers because then we're spending all of our time, 80% of our time, finding and chewing food. As Dr. Daniel Lieberman likes to say. Then we ate throughout all the daytime period, I would imagine. After, you know, getting up and starting to move around, we probably just grazed all day like animals do, right?
From an evolutionary perspective?
Yeah. I'm talking about, you know, 50, 60, 70,000 years ago before we became, agrarian. You know, we started doing monoculture crop, growing our own food. When we were still hunter-gatherers, we just grazed most waking hours.
Yeah, you know, there is some really interesting data regarding that, actually, and it goes against a lot of preconceived notions. There's this idea that we weren't meant to graze like cows, but when you look at modern hunter-gatherer tribes, when they're foraging for food and hunting, they'll snack on the stuff that they find and catch as they're going through it all. And so, in a sense, they were grazing. I remember reading a report about an Amazonian tribe, and they ate like 50 different kinds of berries when they were out in the forest hunting the large game. They were just eating the whole time. Every bush they came across, they would grab some and have a handful.
Right.
And I think what is overlooked is that when they're grazing, they aren't sitting on the couch watching TV. They might as well be at the gym working out.
Right.
And that's the key difference, is that even though they're grazing, that energy is getting used immediately to fuel their physical activity. And so it's more like they're having a sports drink, you know, when they're practicing for their sport.
Right.
We don't consider people who do that grazing. We consider them athletes who are fueling their activity levels. And I think that's how you need to perceive hunter-gatherers as well.
Yeah, that was an intra-workout meal.
Exactly. And at the same time, too, going back to breakfast, a lot of people will also argue that, you know, they didn't eat breakfast. Intermittent fasting was normal because they had to wake up and they had to then go hunt before they could eat. And while there's no doubt that that happened probably quite often, there's also sufficient evidence to suggest that our ancestors preserved food and using various methods, they would have food available.
Right.
Whether it was like
nuts.
Some form of jerky or nuts or pre-cooked tubers. So you can't say that they always fasted. For all we know, they would, you know, cook everything and have a nice dinner, and then they would wake up the next day and finish eating the stuff for breakfast before they went out.
I always envisioned that exact scenario. After reading the story of the human body, I always envisioned one of our prehistoric ancestors waking up in the morning, maybe sheltered by the overhang of a cliff or maybe even up in a tree or whatever, with a handful of nuts within reaching distance, or in a little pouch, makeshift pouch, and reaching down there and, you know, and starting the morning off with some nuts and maybe some berries that have dried out a little bit, but are still quite edible. And that was kind of like the first meal. And then when they got hungry enough, they started to do their hunting and gathering. And as Dr. Lieberman points out, they spent 80% of their day and 80% of their energy finding and chewing food. And I specify chewing because none of these foods were easy to eat. You know, if they were hunting down an animal through persistence hunting where they just kept going after it until the animal became exhausted and collapsed, because that was a method of hunting back then before we had spears and stuff. Chewing raw, you know, raw animal carcass is not an easy thing, nor is chewing the types of things that grow out of the ground that aren't processed that they determined would not kill them and could sustain them. Nuts, berries, tubers, as you're pointing out, these, it took effort just to eat these things, never mind find them.
Well, and, you know, it's really cool when you look at the size of the human brain and you graph it on a timeline. There's a huge exponential increase in our brain size within the last, like, million years. And there's two critical points. The first is when we started eating meat.
Right.
And the second is when we discovered fire. And I think that that has to do with the fact that we were able to start cooking tubers and extracting more energy from these high carbohydrate sources that provided the glucose that our brain requires.
Right. Yeah.
And for all the ketone people out there, yes, our brain does require glucose. Don't forget that even in full-blown ketosis, your brain still needs about one-fourth to one-third of its energy from glucose. There's always that glucose need.
Wenner Gren Foundation published a study many years ago that comes around and goes around every now and again that showed that the gut-brain connection, that our prehistoric ancestors that ate a completely vegan diet of roots and twigs and stuff that we see animals eating, they had giant guts, giant digestive systems to process and extract as much nutrition out of that as possible. When Australopithecus gracile started to eat meat, that is when the brain became bigger and the gut became smaller. And in fact, it's our vegan ancestor, the Australopithecus robustus, who got its name because of its gut and jaw, is extinct because it was exclusively vegan. And the gracile became a much more aggressive species, much more aggressive. I don't mean beating the other ones up, but growing more rapidly, changes to their body that made them more progressive. They had an easier time surviving because they were eating animals. They probably started eating the robustus from time to time. Who knows? But it's clear that our evolution and its trajectory was greatly affected when we started to eat meat. There's no doubt about it. Our brains got bigger. Our guts got smaller. More energy was dedicated to the brain and less was dedicated to digesting twigs and sand. So,
well, all you have to do is look at ileovectimized patients. Because there's research where they feed these people who don't have their small intestine, or who don't have their colon, I should say. They feed them meat, and then they feed them plants, and nothing comes out when they feed them meats. But, oh, you can always see the plant matter. So when you want to talk about what we were designed to digest and absorb, protein and fat are at the top.
We've got to end the interview here.
Okay.
Good discussion. Great information. Hopefully everybody got something good out of it. Thank you so much, Alex, for putting this together. Also, we need to thank Brooks Kubik. His website is BrooksKubik, KUBIK.com. You can check out. And also, if you want to learn more and be inspired more by Alex Leaf, you can go to SuperHumanRadio.com and check out his blog. Thanks for being on the show today, Alex.
Thanks for having me, Carl.
Okay. And we'll see everybody tomorrow with more Superhuman Radio. Thank you for listening today.
for the best in real world, no nonsense.